This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Can we ever have a fair election in America again in Pennsylvania? Well, that's something we need. Obviously, it's very, very important. Welcome back to the show. Thanks for being here today. 855-839-1210. Want to welcome back to the program. J. Christian Adams is president of the Public Interest Legal Foundation. Hey, thanks for coming back on the show, Christian. Really appreciate it. How you doing?
Good. Thanks for having me, Rich.
Tell me where things stand right now in Pennsylvania. I know that you've done a lot of work trying to uncover the mistakes and the fraud that was that plagues our state, quite frankly.
Well, your state court, of course, is the real problem in some respects, but it's worse than that. The Secretary of State is a problem. You know, we've been suing, we've been in litigation with the Commonwealth for years over these alien voting records. We know that they were registering non-citizens of PennDOT. We know this because the state admits it. We just want to get the details about how bad it was. So that was going on for 20 years, Rich. We had dead people on the voter rolls in Pennsylvania before the election. We had to sue them to get them off, and they didn't want to do that till after the election, which they finally capitulated on that. But you've got courts there. You've got courts that just will suspend the law, right? Like it's like some third world country. Like, oh, we know what the legislature says, but we don't care about what the democratically elected representatives of Pennsylvania's enacted and the governor signed. We're just going to make it up as we go along. And that's what the 2020 election was like in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, and the making it up as they went along and the court just deciding to do whatever the hell it wanted to. It's a real problem for us. And the dead people voting is also a real thing. It's not something we've made up here. We know it happens in Philadelphia. What do we do about it?
Well, look, that's one of the things we tried to solve with our lawsuit against Pennsylvania. You know, we found people actually voting in the 2020 election. One was I went to her grave site, actually, in western Pennsylvania, took a picture of the grave. Her name's Judith Presto, and somebody voted in her name. And it's not the only one. It's not the only one in Pennsylvania. What we do about it is have a governor who is serious about election integrity. And right now, you guys don't have one. You guys have a governor who's exactly the opposite, who's part of the problem. And it's a shame because you're one of the worst states in the country on this. I got to tell you, I watched this around the country, and the lawlessness that characterized the election last year in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania was at the top of the heap.
Well, we're number one, so we got that going for us, I guess. No, I mean, it's not funny. It's scary as hell. It really is. And it's causing so many people to be frustrated by this. What, tell me about mail-in balloting, because obviously a lot of people are concerned that next year we're all going to be having to do mail-in elections because of COVID again. Is mail-in balloting a good thing? Is it a bad thing? Is it something that could be a good thing? I've heard mixed things on this from Republican leaders. And what do you think about it?
Well, I'm depressed to hear you mix things from Republican leaders.
Yeah, because they say it's a great thing and you should stop bashing it because it's the RNC has spent all this money working on and developing it, they say.
Yeah, well, they're like playing one-dimensional chess. Look, mail balloting's the worst way to run an election. When you decentralize an election, you let the gangsters take over because you can't watch what's happening. You don't have observers. Look at the nonsense that took place in Philadelphia last year where people were voting, but no one was allowed to watch. And you want an election that's transparent. Mail balloting, exactly the opposite. Here's the other thing to tell those Republican leaders. Do you really want the post office picking the next president? Do you really want the guy who delivers you your neighbor's mail to be carrying hundreds of thousands or millions of ballots around to decide the results of an election? The answer is no. We all know this, and we have data to prove it. We know that 15 million ballots, 15 million were lost. We don't know where they are. They disappeared. They're in landfills. They never were voted. They're floating around. That's the nationwide number from last year. It's worse than that, Rich. We know tens of thousands of mail ballots were rejected. They came back. The voter thought they cast a ballot, and the ballot was rejected because it was screwed up. Something's wrong with it. If you were voting in person, you could fix that. So those Republican leaders apparently don't know the data, the numbers, the science, as they like to say, that mail ballots get rejected. More and worst of all, Rich, mail ballots get sent to the wrong addresses where people no longer live, where people are having dirt naps and no longer walk the earth. And so that's the worst way to run an election. And it's just a shame that some people who, think that, oh, this somehow helps us when in fact it invites chaos.
Jay Christian Adams is with me. He is president of the Public Interest Legal Foundation. It's great to have him back on the show. Tell me about H.R. 1, I believe is the name of the bill, right? This is what the Democrats are pushing as their quote unquote election equity bill or some nonsense.
Well, yeah, and it changes names and versions, but it boils down to this. They want to do a federal takeover of elections where federal bureaucrats in Washington, D.C. at the Justice Department, where I used to work, I was a Department of Justice lawyer in the voting section, the election section, if you will. And they want those federal bureaucrats to approve or reject every single thing the Pennsylvania election officials do. So if you're going to vote in a school gym and you want to move it to the cafeteria, they want Washington bureaucrats to approve it ahead of time. It's called preclearance. And they want this for every single aspect of Pennsylvania elections. And it's a federal takeover. It's basically micromanaging Pennsylvania elections from Washington, D.C. And you have a senator who will vote for it. You have representatives who think this is the best thing there is, who are within the sound of your voice, who are going to vote for this. And it's just outlandish.
You know, it's funny, too, because in all of this, it's very, very obvious that there's two goals. One is to have, instead of election day, election season, which I think is a terrible idea. And the other one, too, is to make sure that there's no voter identification whatsoever. The same people that, by the way, want to make it so you have to carry around your vaccination card everywhere. When it comes to voting, though, somehow that's absolutely off the table for you to have to show identification. They may make you show your vaccination card, ironically enough, but to get inside and vote indoors. But no way will they allow voter ID.
Yeah, only a small, tiny fringe of the American population doesn't support voter ID. For example, Republicans majority support, Democrats majority support for voter ID in polling, African Americans majority support, Hispanics majority support for voter ID according to the polls. The only demographic that doesn't support voter ID are urban and suburban white, highly educated liberals. In other words, kooks. And so these are the fringe demographics out of mainstream touch with America. They don't like voter ID.
I can't figure this out because I use logic. How do you in one breath say you have to carry a card around with you to go have lunch, but you can't show ID to vote? I don't understand it. They want you now to potentially even have a vaccination card to fly on an airplane. How can they justify this? They're literally saying two different things at the exact same time.
Well, let me try to decode this for you, because I used to work with these people at the Department of Justice, okay? And I have seen the inside baseball talk. Boils down to two things. Number one, they'll say that voting is a fundamental right and going to the Knicks to get a pork sandwich is not, okay? So that's the first thing. The second thing that they won't say in public, but I hear behind closed doors, is they don't really think it's about not being able to get a voter ID. Okay, that's what they say publicly. That's not what they really are concerned about. They think their voters are going to forget their voter ID when they go to the polls. That's the dirty underbelly secret. They don't really believe they can't get it because they know that's not true. They just think they're going to lose it. They think they're going to forget it. They think their voters are irresponsible. And to some degree, they're correct, right? I'm not saying all. I'm just saying a couple. But those couple could make the difference. And, you know, irresponsibility is not a partisan issue to me. I mean, there's plenty of irresponsible people all around. But it isn't about not being able to get it. When they get behind closed doors and they're honest, the left, because I've spent time with them behind closed doors, it's all about forgetting the voter ID.
And thinking that the person forgets the ID and then he's not going to come back.
Right. That's the whole ballgame. You have just decoded their opposition to voter ID when you understand those two things.
Wow, that's amazing. Well, you did, Christian. I'm grateful for that. That's excellent. Listen, man, you're fighting here for election integrity. I appreciate it. I have to tell you, and you know this, morale is low. I mean, I get so many people that tell me all the time because I say I think Republicans can sweep in 2022, and people write me back and they go, Rich, you're crazy. We're not going to have a fair election. There's so much cynicism, and I worry that our people are going to stay home because they don't think their vote's going to matter.
Well, that's a shame, because then they'll get the government's even worse, right? If you stay home, you're going to lose, period, and you're going to live in a worse and worse country. So it doesn't make any sense. And by the way, if you do the right things, the election's going to run. If you hold them accountable, the election's going to run better than it did before. If you fight back and show up, the election's going to be better than before. If you tell your election official you want to work on election day, the election's going to be better than before because you didn't sit on the couch all day. And so this idea that the answer to the ills of the country is surrender is an outrageous concept. It's an outrageous concept. And by God, rush to the sound of the guns. Don't give up, or else you've given up the country to these people.
Yeah, well said, my friend. Well said. J. Christian Adams, president of the Public Interest Legal Foundation, New York Times bestselling author of Injustice, former Justice Department guy. Hey, listen, thank you. Keep up the good work.
Thanks a lot.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.